From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Another person in Porcupine Health Unit territory has died of COVID-19. That makes 44 victims so far. PHU is reminding people that if you've recovered from COVID-19 and have developed symptoms again, you must self-isolate whether you're vaccinated or not. And it says that rapid antigen tests shouldn't be used on anyone who's tested positive in the last 30 days. The Ottawa Police Services Board confirms that Chief Peter Slowly has resigned. In his place, Deputy Chief Steve Bell will assume the position on an interim basis. The board chair thanks Slowly for his service, but did say the Ottawa Police Service has been ineffective in bringing the Freedom Convoy under control. The federal government is no longer advising against non-essential travel abroad. As of February 28th, fully vaccinated Canadians will no longer have to take a PCR test to return to the country. Instead, they can opt for a rapid antigen test. PCR tests will only be given to travelers if they're randomly selected at their port of entry, but quarantine will not be required while waiting for results. Also, children under 12 who are not fully vaccinated will not have to quarantine when they return to Canada if they're traveling with fully vaccinated adults. The feds say these changes are being made because the peak of the Omicron wave has passed. 54 graves have been discovered at the site of two former residential schools in Saskatchewan. Kishikoos First Nation says they were found by ground-penetrating radar on the properties of two residential schools operated by the Catholic Church starting in the early 1900s. Both of the schools were located on the First Nations land near Kamsack. And finally this afternoon, when you're 45 feet tall, it's probably no surprise that you weigh about 165 tons. That's the estimate of how much snow went into the Campo family snowman on Kerrigan Road, east of the Met site on Highway 101. Rolly, as he's known, is, according to Michelle Campo, Canada's biggest snowman. You're welcome to visit and take photos with Rolly. Campo says pull into the driveway so you're not blocking the road. All you're asked to bring is cash or food.
We are collecting for the local food banks just to help our economy and everything. They always need food or donation.
Make sure you tell the Campos which community you live in, and your donation will go to your local food bank. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.